To lordings proud I tune my song, who feast in Balmoral Hall. The dukes you be, two dukes I say, that pride shall have a fall, that pride shall have a fall. Now that this fame it is right soothful plainly doth appear, from what befell John Duke of Guise, and Nick of Lancaster, and Nick of Lancaster. When Richard Coeur de Lion reigned, which means a lion's heart, like him his barons raged and roared, each played a lion's part, each played a lion's part. A word and blow was then enough, such honour did them prick, but if you turned your cheek a cuff, and if your arse a kick, and if your arse a kick. Look in their face, they tweaked your nose, at every turn fell to it. Come near, they trod upon your toes, they fought from head to foot, they fought from head to foot. Of these the Duke of Lancaster stood paramount in pride. He kicked and cuffed and tweaked and trod his foes and friends beside, his foes and friends beside. Firm on his front his beaver sate, so broad it hid his chin, for why he deemed no man his mate, and scorned to tan his skin, and scorned to tan his skin. With Spanish wool he dyed his cheeks, with essence oiled his hair, no vixen civet cat more sweet, nor more could scratch and tear, nor more could scratch and tear. Right tall he made himself to show, though made full short by God, and when that other dukes did bow, this duke did only nod, this duke did only nod. Yet courteous, blithe, and debonair, to Guise's duke was he, was never such a loving pair, why did they disagree, why did they disagree? Oh, thus it was, he loved him dear, and cast out to requite him, but having no friend left but this, he deemed it meet to fight him, he deemed it meet to fight him. Forthwith he drenched his desperate quill, and thus he did indite, this eve at whisk ourself we'll play, Sir Duke be here tonight, Sir Duke be here tonight. Ah no, the guileless Guise demurely did reply, I cannot go, nor yet can stand, so sore the gout have I, so sore the gout have I. The Duke in wrath called for his steeds, and fiercely drove them on. Lord, how rattled then the stones, O King like Kensington, O King like Kensington. All in a trice on Guise he rushed, thrust out his lady dear. He tweaked his nose, trod on his toes, and smote him on the ear, and smote him on the ear. But mark how midst of victory fate plays an old dog trick. Up leaped Duke John and knocked him down, and so down fell Duke Nick, and so down fell Duke Nick. Alas, O Nicholas, right did thy gossips call thee, as who should say, alas, the day when John of Guise shall maul thee, when John of Guise shall maul thee. For on thee did he clap his chair, and on that chair did sit, and looked as if he meant therein to do what was not fit, to do what was not fit. Ups did thou look, O woeful Duke, thy mouth yet durst not ope, certes for fear of finding there a turd instead of trope, a turd instead of trope. Lie there, thou caitiff vile, quoth Guise, no sheet is here to save thee, the casement it is shut likewise, beneath my foot I have thee, beneath my foot I have thee. If thou hast aught to say, now speak, then Lancaster did cry, Know'st thou not me, nor yet thyself? What thou and what am I? What thou and what am I? Know'st thou not me, who, God be praised, have bawled and quarrelled more than all the line of Lancaster that battled heretofore, that battled heretofore? In senates famed for many a speech, and what some all must give ye, though now laid low beneath thy breech, still of the council privy, still of the council privy. Still of the Dutch Chancellor, durant a life I have it, and turn as thou now dost on me, my arse on those that gave it, my arse on those that gave it. But now the servants, they rushed in, and Duke Nick up leaped he. I will not cope against such odds, but guys, I'll fight with thee, but guys, I'll fight with thee. Tomorrow with thee I will fight under the greenwood tree. No, not tomorrow, but tonight, quoth guys, I'll meet with thee, quoth guys, I'll meet with thee. And now the sun declining low, be streaked with blood the skies, when with his sword at saddle bow, rode forth the valiant guise, rode forth the valiant guise. Full gently pranced he o'er the down, and rowed his eye around, and from his stirrup stretched to find who was not to be found, who was not to be found. Long brandished he his blade in air, long looked the field all o'er. At length he spied the merry men brown, and eke the coach and four, and eke the coach and four. From out the boot bold Nicholas did wave his hand so wide, as pointing out the gloomy glade, whereas he meant to fight, whereas he meant to fight. All in that dreadful hour to come was Lancaster to see, as if he meant to take the air, or only take a fee, or only take a fee. And so he did, for to Pump Court his strowling wheels did run, not that he shunned the doubtful strife, but business must be done, but business must be done. Back in the dark by Brompton Park he turned up through the gore, so struck to Camden House so high, all in his coach and four, all in his coach and four. Meanwhile the guys did fret and fume, a sight it was to see, benumbed beneath the evening dews, under the greenwood tree, under the greenwood tree. Then wet and weary home he fared, sore muttering all the way, if e'er I meet him, Nick shall rue the cudgel of that day, the cudgel of that day. Meantime on every pissing post I'll paste this recreant's name, so every passer-by shall read, and piss against the same, and piss against the same. God save the king, and grant more wit unto his nobles all, to learn this lesson from Duke Nick, that pride will have a fall, that pride will have a fall.